This is Torch columnist James Caldwell, joined by the yet incomparable Mike Rowe for the big return of the CNR audio update.
It's true.
It has been,
baby.
It has been a long time since we've done
that. It's been a real long time, but I'm back. I'm ready. I'm drinking an alcoholic beverage.
Oh,
so.
No.
Well, I know, exactly. I am. I started, I grabbed it when I got home as in the movie, and I think it'll help me get through impact about that. So.
Well, I've got a bottle of water. That's going to help me.
Yeah, I am not that hardcore. It is, in fact, a Mike's Hard Lemonade.
Oh, so. Mike, you're great. That's an awesome drink. Yeah.
Yes, I concur. So.
Yeah. So, yeah, we've basically had a summer break and been gone.
Summer vacation.
Yeah.
You guys doing your summer vacation. So.
Yeah, we're just, you know, scheduling. And
I was in the beach this weekend, so that's close enough to summer vacation, I think. So.
I get some rays.
Exactly. Although it was cloudy most of the day, but I went to the mountains a couple weeks ago and got horribly sunburned. So
yeah,
I was
the
fine
wind
for
burn.
Being,
that's what you
yeah,
get.
Exactly. I was fine for being cloudy for a day. So
yeah, yeah. Well, today's menu, we've got Impact from July 31st. We have SmackDown from August 1st, and we have Saturday Night's main event from Saturday, August 2nd. So that is our slate tonight. We're going to start with Impact. We should do this chronologically. And quite honestly, I don't know what TNA is trying to do with their show right now. I don't know.
Make all their characters look like idiots?
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get
and
the show
assholes.
At all.
Sorry for the language, but... Samoa Joe, just what a jerk. There's never been a guy in his position that I just hated more. Like, maybe Triple H when he was just over-dominating over on WWE, but just Samoa Joe, I just don't like him anymore.
It seems like every time they put him in a situation where he's talking to Nash, it's inevitable that we're just going to hate Joe by the end of the show.
It's like whenever you have to talk to anybody about Samoa Joe being great anymore, everyone's like, oh, you remember Ring of Honor? And I go, yeah, I do. That was years ago. And it's a long time since Ring of Honor. We aren't in Ring of Honor anymore, Dorothy. So.
And even the first year in TNA was awesome. He was having those pay-per-view matches with Styles and Daniels. I mean, that was...
Yeah, it's true. Back when there was an X division that was actually treated as something sort of separate and cool and different.
Yeah. I mean, they tore it up, and then, Joe had a pretty good, a decent heavyweight run. And ever since he's been champion, it's just one disaster after another with the booking.
Yeah, I mean, the best booked guys in the X division still around is AJ Styles, I guess. But, I mean, Christopher Daniels, look what happened to him.
Yeah.
He's quite doing a career change for Christopher Daniels.
Yeah, he's doing a lame fake Japanese accent.
Oh God, yeah, I know. We need to have more racism on our shows. I think that's what wrestling needs. I mean, I think historically there hasn't been enough racism in wrestling. So
yeah. Well, the show starts with Booker and Charmel. Booker's doing his King Booker gimmick, which it was okay the first two times, and now it's just annoying.
I don't know. I think that compared to the rest of the show, it's totally fine.
Yeah, I mean,
ITA has lowered my expectations. ITA does well with the role. I mean, I think he plays it well. I think that there's... I don't think it's a ill-fated concept, like, so much in TNA. I think that it's just that it's... There's so much more you could do with Booker.
Yeah.
But I don't think that it's self-defeating in and of itself like most of the rest of the show. So.
Yeah, I mean, compared to the rest of the stuff, it's okay. If it was on a better show, we would be rolling our eyes at it.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, if he was doing this over on SmackDown, which has been great, I think that, yes, I would probably give this a thumbs down.
Right, yeah. Opening match was Beer Money. That'd be Robert Roode, James Storm against Christian Cage and Rhino. This was an impromptu number one contenders match, and it was a disaster, train wreck in the second half. Just interference, referee incompetence, everything that you were so used to from TNA in major matches was all here.
Yes, Christian still teaming with Rhino because they were kind of friends, I guess. I just hate that team. I like Beer Money actually because they've given team name. They're sort of unified. I think that's kind of cool.
What team name would you give Christian and Rhino?
I wouldn't have them be a team. they just have so little in common with one another as far as their styles, as far as their characters. I mean, it's such like a odd pair, but it's like they aren't treated like an odd pair. It's like, I mean, it's like James Storm and Robert Roode are supposed to be like sort of at odds with one another in certain ways, but they're able to team up and wrestle. While Christian and Rhino, just like, they're just pals. Well, who, you know, I don't know why they'd be friends, because they apparently had nothing in common from their characters, but yeah, I mean, I think if they treated them more as sort of an odd couple and had them sort of do that sort of thing with their character, I think that could be interesting. But I mean, there's not really any character development going on with them as far as the team goes. I mean, they have their sort of solo stuff, especially with Christian, but it doesn't go much beyond that.